I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. Rivers and streams could rise above flood stage in the next few days. Recent temperatures have caused snow and ice to melt quickly. In rivers, as ice breaks up, it could get stuck, causing ice jams, which can lead to flooding. Mark Bosma with Vermont Emergency Management says residents should always avoid flooded areas.
People should never approach floodwaters, never drive across floodwaters, never walk across floodwaters. The road could be washed out, or there could be an undercurrent that can sweep you away, and people have died that way.
Bosma says the possibility of flooding in Vermont this spring is above normal, but he says the rate of snowmelt is unpredictable. We do have a flood watch issued for New York and Vermont until 8 p.m. tonight. An anonymous $5 million gift could help conserve a 750-acre parcel of land at the edge of the Worcester Mountain Range in Stowe. If the Stowe Land Trust is able to raise the remaining $750,000 in costs and expenses, the property would serve as a linchpin for preserving the land that abuts the Putnam State Forest on the east side of Stowe. The donation came through the Vermont Community Foundation, the largest grant of its kind in the organization's 33-year history. The Sanders Institute, a Burlington-based think tank set up by U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders' wife Jane and her son, will suspend operations 18 months after it launched. VTDigger.org reports a statement from the organization said the move is aimed at preventing any confusion between the Institute and Sanders' 2020 presidential campaign. The eye on the sky forecast today, mostly cloudy with a few breaks of sun, temperatures in the low to mid-30s. Tonight, colder and mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-teens to 20 north and the lower 20s south. Sunday, mostly sunny and blustery, highs in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For VPR News, I'm Mary Carol Magazzini.